Regarding looking after the descendants of the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, the Hadith tells us, I, Hussein, the son of Sabra, and Amr, son of Muslim, went to Zayd, the son of Akram. After we had seated ourselves, I said, Zayd, you have received a great amount of virtue. You saw the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, heard him talk, fought along with him, and prayed behind him. Indeed, you have received a lot of virtue. So Zayd, tell us what you heard from the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him. He said, my nephew, I am now old and I have become senile, and there are some things I remember from the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, and some I have forgotten. So what I tell you, accept, and do not force me to recall that which I have forgotten. At Kuma, a spring between Mecca and Medina, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, spoke to us. First, he praised Allah and exalted him. Then he warned us and exhorted us, saying, O people, I am only a man, and soon the messenger, bracket, the angel of death, bracket, of my Lord will come, and I shall respond to him. I am leaving with you two weighty things. The first is the Book of Allah. In it there is guidance and light. Hold fast to the Book of Allah and adhere to it. He emphasizes and urged us to do the same. Then he said, the second is the members of his family. I call upon you in the name of Allah to look after the members of my family. I call upon you in the name of Allah to look after the members of my family. I asked, Zayd, who are the members of his family? Aren't they the wives, the members of his family? Zayd replied, his wives are members of his family, and they are also forbidden to accept charity after him. I asked, who are the others? Zayd replied, they are the descendants of Ali, Aqil, Ja'far, and Abbas. I inquired, have all been forbidden to accept charity? Zayd replied, yes. Listen well, I am leaving with you two weighty things. One is the Book of Allah, which is a rope of Allah. Whosoever follows it will be rightly guided, but whosoever discards it will go astray.